Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies helps save your business time and money. Email sales at printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Later in the programme, I'll be hearing from a young Dunfanaghy man, Charlie Gallagher, who has set up a new business, Blue Eyes Solutions, which provides an all-in-one platform featuring a website builder, powerful content relation management, marketing automation, and smart AI agents to scale your business. But before that, recent booking data from Travel Counsellors Ireland reveals how Irish people are planning holidays over the next 12 months. Cruise holidays and some trusted European favourites are topping the preferred options. So let's delve a little bit deeper into what's going on. Now, Mandy Ellis is a travel counsellor based here in Donegal, and she joined me recently to tell me all about what's hot and what's not. Travel Counsellors Ireland was set up in 2005 and is part of a global community of almost 2,500 travel counsellors operating across six countries. So before we looked at the wider travel scene, I began by asking her to tell me a little bit more about travel counsellors and her own business.
There are about 80 travel counsellors spread throughout Ireland, and we're all sort of independent business owners working under the Travel Counsellors brand, which, by the way, is a global brand. There's over 2,500 travel counsellors globally, and we work in countries like the UK, South Africa, Holland, Belgium, the Middle East, and we've got a broad spectrum of product and destinations that we sell. And each travel counsellor, I suppose, is in charge of what they, I suppose, specialise in, and I suppose we're a wide network of people. We're all very well travelled, and in Ireland especially, you know, we've got a real host of expertise within the Travel Counsellors team and our head office in Cork. So we're well established, and I'm based in Donegal Town. I work from home, but I do meet clients out in hotels or in local businesses if they want to speak to me face-to-face to talk over their travel plans.
So essentially you are a travel consultant, somebody who can bring expertise and knowledge to the customer, help them in deciding their choices. And as we look at this survey that has just come out, over periods of time, there are trends, some things are more popular than others. So tell us a little bit about sort of the main highlights of this recent booking data survey that's been carried out.
Okay, so the data is based on bookings from the 1st of March this year until up to now. And it's based on where people are booking for forward travel. So I suppose with the Middle East crisis there happening at the end of February, start of March, trends and patterns have changed a little bit, and where people want to book and how they're travelling have changed a little. But on the whole, we are seeing a resurgence of some of the trusted European favourites coming back into the Irish holiday market. Ourselves, travel counsellors, have personally found that Greece is recording the strongest year-on-year growth with new bookings over doubling compared to this time last year. So obviously Greece gives a lot of scope for Irish holidaymakers. There's a lot of direct flights from Ireland, and let's face it, Chris, who doesn't like a bit of grilled halloumi and chicken souvlaki on holiday? So it's a popular destination with Irish holidaymakers.
Yeah, it's funny how things come around. I remember back in my post-leaving cert and early college days, Greece was so popular. Ios, Irish Overseas, and Mykonos, and Corfu, and Crete. And then for a while, it seemed to almost disappear as a favoured destination. Now it's back again. The factors for that, is price one of the things, or why is it suddenly back in vogue?
Certainly. Greece has accommodation for all sorts of budgets, no less than what you're saying there, your student backpackers right up to your ultra-luxurious five-star hotels. I think certainly the fact that Greece is very accessible in terms of island hopping and using the ferries and certainly internal flights between some of the sort of farther spread islands makes it a kind of an intriguing and interesting destination for people as well. It's not just a week to sit and flop at the beach. You can see the history sites of Athens while combining it with a luxury stay in a hotel on a fabulous island. So it's got lots to offer. And the fact that it's not too far of a flight, about 4.5 to 5 hours to get you there, and you've got so much scope for seeing around when you're there. Particularly appealing, I suppose, to honeymooners that don't want those long haul flights. They want to do something a bit luxurious and special closer to home.
Mm. Now, we're all aware of climate change, forest fires, headlines being grabbed in recent times for not very nice reasons. Do you think going forward we're going to see a shift in maybe people in Ireland who perhaps traditionally went to the south of Spain every year, that they might rethink and maybe opt for a cooler climb?
That's certainly been the case this year, obviously, with the hot temperatures there has been in Europe, especially when you're getting into those 40 plus degrees. It's very uncomfortable for our sort of standard of living that we're used to. But having said that, Spain still continues to be one of the favourite top destinations for Irish holidaymakers. But certainly we are seeing that trend towards cooltations increase, and inquiries for places like Norway, maybe doing a Norwegian fjords cruise, or some of the very impressive train routes that there are in those Baltic regions are certainly getting more coverage and more inquiries coming into those sorts of destinations.
Now, you touched there on the cruise business. It's exploded in popularity over the last decade or so.
Unbelievably.
Yeah, I mean, you hear so many people talking about cruises now, and it's not just European. You could be in the Caribbean, you could be going up to Alaska. The world's your oyster.
Absolutely. Cruise sales with travel counsellors have increased unbelievably. Like, the stats there, 18% year on year. So there is exceptional growth in cruising at the moment. And that's due to the value that cruising brings. For those that aren't familiar with cruising, you know, it's an all-inclusive package to an extent. All your food's included, your entertainment. If you're going river cruising, you'll have all your excursions included as well. So it's a lot in one holiday that encompasses lots of different elements, really suitable for multi-generational families as well that want to holiday together but still want to be able to go off and do their own thing, you know, grandparents and couples and grandkids and so on. So it's becoming so, so popular, and all the major cruise lines are launching new ships continuously. I was on Royal Caribbean's latest ship, Legend of the Seas, there a month ago, and you know, the facilities on board these ultra luxurious, ultra modern, high tech cruise ships are unbelievable. And each cruise line has its own wee differences, and not every cruise line suits every customer, but certainly the amount of interest in cruising, and especially those folks that are looking for value, a cruise ticks an awful lot of boxes. Mm.
You mentioned there river cruises, which, you know, traditionally not something the Irish people would have been going to in great numbers. But for those who do, the feedback from what I've heard, very positive. You know, you could be on the Danube or the Rhone and lots of great rivers throughout Europe. And fair to say, maybe a more sort of sedate cruising. And yet you can do things like go along on a bicycle along a track alongside the boat as it moves up the river.
Yes, it's a very, very relaxed way to travel, and a much smaller number of people on board a river cruise ship. You'll find generally 160, 180 passengers, very laid back. The standard of food on a river cruise ship is absolutely top class, five star. You're often being offered dishes of the region that you're sailing through, wines from the region that you're sailing through. So it's a very tailored experience. But for me, it's all about the scenery on a river cruise. So when you're floating down the different rivers and you're maybe, you know, looking on the riverbanks and people are waving across, you're maybe navigating through a lock gate. There's so many interesting things to see from the top deck of a river cruise with a glass of something sparkling in your hand. It's just a lovely, relaxed way to travel.
Now, with the conflict, the war in the Middle East, and the disruption that there's been, particularly to long-haul travel, where are people sort of aiming to go now on those longer distances? What about your Balis and your Thailand and Japan? What's popular?
Yeah, well, I suppose the first thing I should say is that, yes, the Middle East has caused a bit of a nuisance for us travel agents when we're trying to get clients out to reaches like Australia and New Zealand. We're looking at obviously routing clients via different places and even taking them across the other way through the States to get to those destinations. But in terms of what's selling well at the moment for us, we're certainly seeing the likes of Japan being exceptionally popular with travellers at the moment, especially for those that want to spend a bit longer in the country, want to tour around, maybe want to use the bullet trains and get a flavour for the culture and the cuisine and the landscapes, not only kind of diverging on it in cherry blossom season, but also on the sort of shoulder seasons as well, where there's maybe better value, or looking towards the winter time and maybe incorporating maybe a ski season in Japan. It offers an awful lot of different choice and opportunity. But the likes of South Africa, eternally a popular destination for those folks that have maybe a bucket list celebration like a birthday or an anniversary or honeymoon, that want to incorporate a safari along with a city sightseeing, Cape Town, or maybe trying out some of the South African wines and a tour along the garden route. So it's a very, very popular destination, always has been. And I suppose that the quality of the accommodation, the friendliness of the people, the ease of being able to hire a car and drive around at your leisure always makes it that bit more popular of a destination to direct people to. But as you mentioned, the likes of Thailand, China, Sri Lanka, those Asian countries are providing very good value at the moment. You're getting, you know, fabulous hotels for your money out in those areas. And the fact that we now have a new direct flight from Dublin to Shanghai is an added bonus, and that Irish passport holders don't require any visa requirements currently for China is all driving demand to that destination. The easier it becomes to get there and to enter the country, it certainly brings with it a big flow of consumers looking to try out something new.
And in relation to the likes of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, which are major tourist destinations in themselves, do we know at this stage, you know, long term, they'll have lost a part of the market share for people going there? Are we likely to see very good deals when we get a more settled situation?
Yeah, I would suspect so, Chris. I certainly think at the moment, a lot of hotels in that region, because they haven't the volume of travellers, they're using that opportunity now to refurbish and renew rooms and restaurants. So they're using the time wisely whilst they're in the middle of this situation. But I would certainly expect for people to get the confidence to travel back via the Middle East and to stay in the likes of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, Doha, that hotels, I'm sure, will have to put on some exceptionally good offers to entice people back that direction. I know sometimes, you know, obviously the bad news and all the things that have happened there, but I sometimes find Irish people are go where the money talks, and sometimes if the deals are good, provided the Foreign Office advice backs that up to say that you can travel to the destination, I think it could bounce back relatively quickly if the price is right.
Now, here in Donegal, sadly, we have no railways, but rail-related holidays and rail tours, particularly in continental Europe and the likes of the Rockies in Canada, they are, again, another sector that's seen more interest.
Rail travel is unbelievably booming at the moment, especially for us rail-starved people in the northwest of Donegal. We always love getting a wee train trip where we can when we're in Europe or further afield. But yes, slow travel, train travel is very much in vogue at the moment, and I'm seeing inquiries for people who want to tick off those bucket list train journeys like the Bernina Express in Switzerland, like the Rocky Mountaineer in Canada, the Californian Zephyr in America, the Rovos Rail in South Africa. There's lots of iconic bucket list train journeys where people just want to sit back and take in the scenery and the countryside and the hospitality whilst they're on board and not have to worry about, you know, getting from A to B. It's all just taken care of for them. So yes, very much a big trend at the moment is train travel, and I expect that to continue going forward.
Yeah, and as well as sort of the iconic ones like you've mentioned there, you know, also in France, the TGV, Spain has developed its high-speed network with a big investment in recent years, Italy as well. You know, a lot of people will be actually amazed just by the speed of some of the trains linking some of the major cities throughout Europe.
That's right. And it is so easy to fly into one destination and fly home from somewhere else and hit a few train journeys in a few different countries in between. So train travel certainly is becoming much more affordable and accessible for Irish travellers whilst they're abroad. And certainly for the likes of those people that are a bit more adventurous, they're happy just to, you know, maybe buy a train pass for a destination and just work it out when they get there. You know, it's a great way for those adventurous backpackers and anybody else, in fact, to travel. So it's I absolutely love that type of holiday. I think just the freedom you get from travelling by train, and you can incorporate so many different countries into one trip. It's a great, brilliant way to travel.
Now back to the travel counsellors and the nature of the business. People, I suppose many people might find you online, going to the travel counsellor's website. I know you can go in, look at the location. And people like yourself, you specialise in some particular areas to visit, and then maybe it's cruise holidays or groups or honeymoons and things like that. The business itself, do you work on is it a commission from the airlines and the cruise companies, or how does it all work that you make a living out of it?
Yes, so in answer to your first part of your question, yes, there are travel counsellors that specialise in certain areas, and we have a website, travelcounsellors.ie, and you can go in, and if you're looking for a particular destination or country, you can search that, and all the travel counsellors who specialise in that will come up into your search. But in answer to your other question, how do we make a living? So travel counsellors are all independent business owners working under the travel counsellor brand. So in Ireland, we're all very well experienced travel professionals. Many of us, myself included, have lots of years experience working in retail travel shops or tour operators, and we bring that knowledge and expertise to our clients. So in terms of how it works for me, anything I book, I earn a commission from, but I don't get that until the client has traveled. So, you know, you could potentially do a lot of work for somebody and, you know, it maybe not come to anything, but that's the luck of the draw. And I suppose we're all independent. We're not tied to any particular cruise line or any supplier. So we're giving our clients the best independent advice. And you only do that by having a conversation with them and getting to know what their needs and wants are and the things that are important to them in their holiday. And we all try our very best to give our clients exactly what they're looking for within the budget that they're wanting to spend. And it's an interesting job, Chris. There's no 2 days are the same. There's no 2 hours are the same. And we all like to hope that we're there for our clients when they need us at any time of the day or night regarding any situation that might come up, whether it's a last minute flight cancellation or a missed connection or something that happens unforeseen whilst they're in the destination, that they know that we're there at the end of the phone. And we're backed up by our duty office in England, which has over 300 support staff. So whilst they may be dealing with just me, they have the peace of mind of knowing that we're part of a much bigger company that's there to really look after our clients as best we can.
And I suspect, like many other businesses, word of mouth, good experience, you build up a rapport with people, and that can lead to repeat business as well.
Very, very much so, yes. Travel counsellors is, because we don't have high street shops, it is very much about referrals and repeat business, and that really, I suppose, goes to our service and how we look after our customers, that it works very well in our market and what we do. So, yeah, by all means, referrals are the way forward for.
And to look up to the website, Travel Counsellors, it's just travelcounsellors.ie?
Yeah, just travelcounsellors.ie, and you'll get kind of a grasp of all the destinations that we cover. We are more of a premium leisure style company, so we do sort of anything in that sort of 4-star plus range, and you know, every sort of trip from cruises to tailor-made holidays to everything and anything, Lapland and all sorts of destinations. So yeah, give us a try.
And I'll put you on the spot here, you know, if you had to give a couple of destinations, and if money's not a problem, where in the world would you say, yeah, look, that's a must-see place?
For me personally, Chris, Canada is one of my all-time favourite destinations. I think it just offers so much from east to west coast. And it's a place I've been back to 9 or 10 times now, and there's always something new to explore. I think the scenery is the big selling point for Canada, the friendliness of the people, and just the ease of, you know, being able to tick off a lot of, you know, fabulous sites in the one holiday and incorporate amazing events into it as well, like the Calgary Stampede. You know, it's just a destination that has an awful lot to offer. But I suppose I was recently in Norway there in the winter time, and that sort of opened up my eyes to what Norway can offer in the dead of winter. It was December, January when I travelled there, and you're talking, you know, the further north you go, no daylight hours, maybe only a slight inkling of twilight. You're getting up to the very North Cape into -27 degrees, and that might sound like a nightmare to some people, but when you're there and the scenery and just the small towns all dotted along that Norwegian coastline, it is just unbelievable. I really, really highly recommend a trip to Norway. For any of your listeners, it's certainly a place to go and visit at least once in your life.
And that was Mandy Ellis, a travel counsellor who's based in Donegal town. Join me again after the break when I speak to Charlie Gallagher, who has set up a new business, Blue Eyes Solutions, which provides an all-in-one platform featuring a website builder, powerful content relation management, marketing automation, and smart AI agents to scale your business.
Business Matters is proudly sponsored by Principalize Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Principalize keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support and remote monitoring. Principalize helps save your business time and money.
Welcome back to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Do you have a website? Are you interested in getting one or updating an old one? Well, stay tuned as we hear now from Charlie Gallagher, who recently set up his own business called Blue Eyes Solutions. He came into studio to tell me about his new venture and what it entails.
So essentially what Blue Eyes Solutions is it's a website, kind of CRM, AI agents, with social media marketing business that I've kind of set up. And I've kind of taken it from years of kind of experience in sales and just kind of a consumer more than anything as well. Seeing what, like, I know I might be still a Gen Z, but I can still consider myself a millennial, to where I have to sit down on a physical laptop to do shopping. So I'm on websites all the time when I have to do shopping. So with that, I have seen especially a lot of businesses around Donegal and Letterkenny that they don't seem to have their websites up to date. They're very kind of, you know, I would say early 2010s. And, you know, in this kind of era with social media and the way that kind of organic SEO has gone, it's just not like a sustainable business model anymore to not have a more clean, modern website. Do you know?
So in effect, there are many people out there who may have a website and maybe it's just ticking along, but you feel it could be developed and giving them a much greater return.
Yeah, essentially, like, because I've seen a lot of businesses now that they don't really seem to think that their website is pulling in. Like, I've had like a few customers that have come to me and said, listen, we're getting no online business. Why are we, question one, why aren't we getting online business? And two, can you make it better? And I always say yes, because it's always going to be a yes, because 9 times out of 10, when you go onto that website, like I said, that website's from 2010 or around that era. So it literally would take me a week or two just to update it and take over the domain and basically set it up for them in a more modern era. And essentially, always say to clients, always make sure that you have an Instagram in this day and age and have a Facebook page at least. Whether you don't like them or not, they're vital for business in this day and age. They really are.
So people don't have to shut down their website and start from scratch again. You can take it over and adapt it?
It depends on where it is. If it's on one of the main like GoDaddy, Squarespace, stuff like that, yes, there's a way I can do it. But I always think it's better to sit down with a client, take the domain name, so just take the www.highland.com or whatever it is, take that domain and just put it onto a brand new website. Most big kind of website developers, okay, they're charging people $7,500 to $10,000. That is the norm for a website. I do not go anywhere near those prices. I'm a local lad. I'm here for local business, local enterprise, stuff like that. That is not what I'm here to do. I'm here to try to do it within a week, show people that it's able to be done in a week. Then I give them complete control over the website design themselves after I have it completely set up for them. So if they want to go on and they want to go on the website and basically say they're a shop and they want to upload that they have a new offer on for this bank holiday weekend, they can basically go on there, basically say that to the AI on the software, and the AI put it up on the website.
AI is really changing things, and at a really quick pace as well.
Yeah, it is. Like, I think if you even said to me 6 months ago that this was a possible thing, I would have been like, you're mad. AI's another year or two off doing stuff like that. But with Anthropic, with Claude, like, it just, anything's possible these days with it, to be honest with you.
Given the way things are changing so rapidly, a lot of people in business, they don't have time and to actually go onto their website and do a lot of things. But you can assist them here to be more time efficient.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have found that with some potential clients that they're like, you know, they kind of shut you down, like, I don't have time for a website, I haven't looked at it in years. And then they question, we're not getting any online sales anyway. And then I'm like, but that's why. Because you haven't it updated. You need to update it. You need to spend a little time with it. Or like I say to them, get someone in the family or something that can, you know, tinker at it once a week just to make sure that everything's updated, there's nothing broken. I found a lot of people, a lot of potential clients have in their email inboxes like nearly hundreds of emails from potential customers saying the shopping cart's broken, this part of the website's broken, and they never see them. They never see them, so they're still there broken today. And those emails could have been for bloody a couple of years ago, some of them, to be honest with you, do you know?
Now, tell me a little bit about analytics, because there is an awful lot of information out there for people's websites. But if you don't know what to look for and where to get it, you're not actually going to be able to adjust to do what you should be doing.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I don't touch too heavily on the analytics side of things. I have touched on SEO, and the big thing I say to clients in terms of the SEO side of things, organic or classic SEO is dead, right? Okay, it is gone. And I would say it'll make a return if we start to draw back on AI and social media, but I don't see that happening in the near future. So this is kind of why you need to have these social media channels, because the way that Google's algorithm works now in terms of their, like, the way they kind of mark you on a page is actually, if you have an Instagram, a Facebook, what other social media accounts you have linked to your website page, that is actually how they're able to rank that now. They'll go into your Facebook, into your Meta accounts, essentially. They'll be able to look at, are you posting regularly? Are you posting regularly on Facebook, whatever it is, LinkedIn? They will then basically, with their algorithm, be able then to decide, right, well, they're posting a lot, they're selling a lot, we'll put them at the top. They seem to be very popular because they're going to draw more clicks for Google. Do you know, that is essentially what it is in today's age. Do you know what I mean? In terms of the Google Analytics, analytics and kind of, you know, Meta Business Suite and all, like, they're very old tools to have. They're good in terms of, if you already have your Instagram and your Meta account set up, this is one thing I'll say, the Meta Business Suite can be good. But what I would say for a lot of businesses, they don't, and even myself, to be honest, it's a very confusing application to use. But if you go on to, if you have a business account on your Facebook and Instagram, all you have to do is click your business account, your professional dashboard. It literally shows you all the analytics you need to know. It shows your age range, what genders are looking at your products, where they're from in the world. And if they're in Ireland, it shows you what county. Like, you know, like, you don't need anything more than that, you know, to really know your target audience.
Now, tell me a little bit about customer relationship management, because CRMs is something we hear more and more about. And yet some people may not be actually getting the optimum return because they're not sure of what to do there.
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing. Whenever I was working in Hyundai here in Letterkenny, we used a CRM, obviously, to take in leads and stuff like that. So that was kind of my first kind of, you know, interaction with a CRM myself. And I found it a very interesting kind of, you know, software. Do other businesses in Donegal have this? Do you know, like, that was kind of what my head kind of thought about. And it turns out a lot of them don't. They kind of look at you and go, what's a CRM? Like, yeah, kind of like you were saying there. And essentially what a CRM can be is, and just to break it down very simply, because I find you can really go into the technical side of it. Essentially what a CRM can be is, if a customer walks into your business, they buy, say, a bottle of Coke, and let's say for some reason they tap their card, and you have one of those new Squarespace card machines. Whenever they tap your card, they'll ask you to enter in your phone number or your email address. That is basically essentially putting your name, your email address into their system, into their CRM, to basically bank your details in their system. So if there's a 10% discount offer, if there's a June bank holiday weekend, an August bank holiday weekend discount, they can basically send that to you to basically activate it, to basically, so that you're getting, like, basically a promo code to go and activate it. All the emails you get from Adidas, Nike in your emails, 10% off, all these, that's all coming from their CRMs. You know, they're a lot bigger now because they're big companies, but that is essentially what they are, you know, to hold your leads in the one kind of bubble so that you always have them.
Now, your website, Blue Eyes Solutions, the company, if people go onto it, nice, neat layout, easy to navigate. Tell me just about the actual different, I suppose we could call it, packages that you offer to people, and what's sort of the most popular.
Yeah, so what I've actually found, so I do have three packages on there. Now, I've kind of moved away from it a little bit just because I found that the packages were, like, I thought that people would go for, you know, XYZ, essentially, right? But what I have found over the last couple of months, Chris, is people really want to have it broke down for their individual needs, okay? So if you go onto the website, you'll see that I have custom pricing, and that's just essentially saying, I don't, you know, it's going to be whatever it is, depending on your individual needs. What I have found, a lot of people have been going for the websites, and the CRM and the AI, like, everyone wants the all-in-one. It seems to be the biggest one, just because it doesn't work out too much more than if you just take a website. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I always encourage people to take, if they're not going to take a CRM, to take the website and the AI, because if you have AI, AI can do everything. AI can really, really do everything in terms of designing, helping you design or change something on your website, add something to the website.
Now, this is a new business. You're only up and running several months. Let's just go a little bit back in time. You're from Dunfanaghy originally. So after leaving school, what did you want to do career-wise?
So funny enough, I actually wanted to be a journalist, which is funny. But I think it was kind of, I still dabbled in it a little bit. I do Instagram and stuff, so I technically still do it a little bit. And I try to work with companies around influencing packages and PR packages. But I really wanted to do that. But it just, when I went down, and it was obviously the height of COVID. COVID had literally just started in 2020 when I went down to college. The world was in a weird place. It was in a really, really weird place. And I just kind of didn't know really where I was going. So I went to do a PLC in Reno College in Dublin. I left it about, I think it was, I actually finished it, but I just didn't pass it. That's what it was. And then in 2021, didn't know what I wanted to do. So I decided to go into the Trinity Access Programme, TAP as it's called in Dublin. in Trinity College, and I kind of like, I did a bit of business, a bit of history, a bit of classics, a bit of English, a bit of this, that. And I really, I don't know why, and I'll tell you, if you said this to Charlie when he was in secondary school, that you would do business or marketing, he'd be like, why, what? He would just be like, no. But I really found it intriguing. I really found the digital marketing intriguing, the organic marketing, the business side of things really intriguing. And I kind of wanted to go down that road, but I knew that Trinity was not the place for me from that as well. So then I ended up in TU Dublin 2 years later, doing basically digital marketing with online solutions in 2022. And then obviously then we had the unfortunate Chrysler disaster, and I just moved home after that. I left college and didn't go back at all. And I didn't go back to college then. I went to work in Vodafone here in the shopping centre actually. Then I went then in 2024 to try and get back at digital marketing and business. And it just, a lot of things just threw me off. I stayed there for a year again. And it just, a lot of things threw me off. But then kind of what actually helped me to start the business, and I haven't said this to you, is I just, this year, it was in February of this year, I went to do a ETB course here in Letterkenny called Digital, what was it? Social Media for Digital Marketing with Niamh Shields from Dewey Digital. She was our lecturer, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I know she's running it now, coming up in September. And if anybody is thinking about doing something like that, go and do it, because it was one of the best things, and it was free. So I was like, why wouldn't you? And it was just fantastic. And it kind of gave me that buzz then to become an entrepreneur. You know, just to go ahead and do it.
And I can tell just talking to you, you've obviously got a lot of energy about you. When you have that sort of energy, at what stage did you think, look, I'm going to actually start my own business here?
So I was working for Sky and I was doing field sales and I was doing door-to-door knocking, and it is tough. It is tough. I would take an office sales job any day. I don't think I would ever go back to doing field sales. But it was a promise of, basically, they had promised me to be my own manager and they had promised me all this X, Y, Z. It never came to fruition. And after a month, I had enough and I was just like, this isn't working. So I said, listen, here's my notice. Gone. Good luck. Bye bye. And I said, right, well, what am I going to do now? And I had already completed this course the ETB here in Letterkenny. So I thought, you know what, maybe I should put what I've learned in this situation a bit to use. And a couple of years ago, I did the Enterprise Ireland New Frontiers course as well. So that was also in the back of my head there for about a year, kind of thinking about like the things that I had learned and stuff. So I thought, you know what, it's not really going to cost me too much to just go ahead, give this a stab, see what happens. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, it works. Yeah. You know.
And as a new business and dealing with people who have websites already and people who are online, it's probably easier for you to promote yourself because you know how to get your word out there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have done it. I've done a good bit of promoting so far. And to be honest, the biggest part of the promoting that I did that actually got a few leads back, which surprised me myself, was WhatsApp. I know it's owned by Meta, but I went and basically put out a WhatsApp ad because I just thought a lot of business owners use WhatsApp. A lot of them is what I was kind of seeing. So I thought, if I put this ad out in WhatsApp, am I going to get anything back? And I got about 5 or 6 leads, and I only put a fiver into it, believe it or not. So you can't beat that, like €5 for 5 or 6 leads, like, and 3 of them are looking good, like, so yeah, you can't really say no to that, like, you know.
So tell me, let's look into the crystal ball. A year from now, 3 years from now, where would you like to be? And just, is this a business that is scalable?
I definitely think it is a business that is definitely scalable in the way that everything is going in the world. Like what I've said, or the goals I've kind of set for myself are, in the next 3 months at least, you know, have that kind of financial structure of where I definitely can just keep this going and keep scaling it. 6 months from now, probably have 20 to 50 clients, hopefully. And then a year from now, I would hope to have a wee small office somewhere in Letterkenny, and maybe even have a salesperson hired to be able to go out and do the sales part while I sit back and do the kind of website design side of things. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. Whether it turns out to be like that, we'll have to wait and see, Chris.
The clients that you're going to have, will most of them be sort of one-off clients, or are they going to be there over time and maybe a retainer and you helping them as they progress as well?
Yeah, a lot of them. The way I kind of do it is I do an annual kind of fee, just one-off annual fee, where you take a website and you take the AI and you're able to, only one client has that at the moment though, just because the big thing, I used to work for a hospitality software company, okay, down in Donegal Town. And what I found from them is you don't always want to give people too much control, because what will happen is, and it's even the same for me, like my, you know, if you have too much control on your own website and your own stuff, you're going to go and throw XYZ, okay? Whereas if you have somebody that knows the kind of what area you're in, what your target audience is, where your market is supposed to be, you can keep it clean is the big thing. You don't want to make your website too messy and have everything all over the place. You want to have it simple, clean, modern. You know, those are the three main things there.
The name of the company, Blue Eyes Solutions, where did you get that?
So my fiance is going to love this. So essentially where it came from is I've always thought I had blue eyes, right? And she has told me that I do not have blue eyes, I have green eyes, okay? She was like, why would you not call it Green Eye Solutions? And I was just like, because I don't have green eyes, I have blue eyes. So that's essentially, it just became an argument in the house. And that's, I just thought, you know what, that's what I'm going to call the company. I came up with a few other ones. I came up with Tracano Solutions and, you know, a few other different business ideas. But I'm turning a few of them into podcasts and I have other few things in the works too. Like, so that's where that came from.
And if people want to have a look at the website, give us the details.
Yeah, so you can go to www.blueeyesolutions.com, or if you're an Instagram user, if you simply just look up Charlie Gatler on Instagram, you'll be. I usually am the first one that comes up.
And for somebody who's maybe would love to branch out on their own themselves, you know, what were the biggest challenges that you found just starting off? Because it's a big step.
Yeah, it is a big step. I think the biggest challenge initially, Chris, was probably just to jump. Just to do it. It only took me 2 days to think about it. There was an initial kind of, you know, setup cost, you know, that was, you know, it was in the $2,000, you know, side of things. But like, if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't be here now. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's not something that I'm regretting yet. Do you know what I mean? Like, definitely not. Just do it. Just do it. It's that Nike, you know, that's that the way Nike say things, just do it. And honestly, just do it. Just take the jump. Do not think about it. Do you know?
Now, you mentioned the ETB there and the fact that you'd done that free course. There are a lot of courses in Donegal. Many of them are free, and even if you go to the Donegal ETB online or elsewhere, just have a look, because there could be something that appeals to you, and if you don't try it, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't even have a look. It was my fiance Shannon that had a look at it, and she kind of was like, "Why wouldn't you go and do this?" You know, because she knows I'm interested in it. And I thought, yeah, why wouldn't you? Like, I'm even looking now because I know that those things are out there. I'm constantly on the Donegal College website, ETB. I'm on ETU here in Letterkenny, looking at their online and blended learning, you know, part time or full time courses. College is definitely still something I want to do. It's more of a, like, nobody in my family has gone to college kind of thing. So I definitely want to have that piece of paper up on the wall that has my name and has Bachelor's of Honours, you know, on it. So it's definitely something that I would hopefully want to do it this time next year. You know, that's what I would love to hopefully have enough to go back into college.
So your target market, small, medium-sized businesses, hotels as well. The majority of your customers, what do you see them coming to you for? Is it for new websites? Is it for updating websites? Is it for a little bit of everything? Is it for getting more expertise on the AI side of things and linking in with social media? Or where do you see most of your time being spent?
It's everything that you've just said. It is really. It's a mix of everything you've just said. I've had people come to me, look for websites and social media marketing, which is a big, big thing. Social media marketing is something that I'm willing to do for the right client, but there's just so much involved in it. There really, really is, you know, and it does take a lot of time, which makes it obviously a wee bit more expensive for the client. And I want to try and keep this business as cheap as possible, but obviously have it profitable for me to keep it going. Do you know what I mean? At the same time. But yeah, a lot of people seem to be going for websites and AI. You know, AI is just insane. And with having Claude built into the software, it's endless. Like, the opportunities for what you can do with it is essentially endless.
And finally, just in terms of cybersecurity and maybe people who come to you, and with all the adverse publicity about potential breaches and data and AI,
you are going to have to reassure people that just because you're using AI, that it's not going to be a potential danger for their own website.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's definitely not, because the way that it works on the software is the AI is literally managed to my software. So once your website, it can see your website within my software, but once your website's actually up live on the internet, the AI can't really touch what a client. So if someone's going onto your website to buy something, the AI doesn't know that. Do you know what I mean? The CRM might, but the AI won't. Basically, Claude have this separate AI as well, just so people know. And ChatGPT, every AI company has these separate AI boxes. So it's different to the one that you use on your phone and ask it a silly question or whatever about something. It's essentially for businesses. So any data, any details that are put into that AI, they vanish straight away after you close the conversation. Vanish. I have on my website, I have Claude, and then we have our own small AI, kind of just a normal chatbot, but a wee bit AI enhanced. That is literally managed through my website. It's our own AI. It was our own AI that we set it up. So it's able to go into your CRM and be like, if you want to be like, find me 6 clients that haven't shopped here in a while and send them a 10%, 10% off code. It'll do that for you.
And that was Charlie Gallagher of Blue Eyes Solutions. That's it for this week. If you want to contact the program, the best way is by email, and the email address is businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Don't forget, you can listen to this episode again, and indeed all the previous programs, in the playback section of the Highland Radio website. And it's also broadcast as a podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies Frosses. Fed up waiting days for an engineer to service your printer or photocopier? Tired of running out of ink? Print Supplies keeps your office running smoothly with managed print solutions, local Donegal support, and remote monitoring. With 21 years in business, Print Supplies helps save your business time and money. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.